ZEW Mobile. ZEW responding station, you are way breaking up.
A bad spot, W22 Mobile.
Better. This is Ben from Simpsonville.
Hey Ben, name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I'm located over here in Spartanburg area in a little town. Well, my address is Moore, South Carolina, but it's just outside of Spartanburg. With I ain't being downtown Spartanburg in like 10 minutes or something. So anyway, got to go out and take a look at a sign, get some prices on some signs from a barbershop group.
Oh, yeah, I know where the town of Moore is. So are you, you said you have a barbershop or are opening one?
No, I sing barbershop music, a cappella music, Society for Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America. I belong to the chorus in the upstate of South Carolina, and we rehearse over in the big town of Duncan every Monday night.
I talked before. I think you were maybe on your way to Furman or something at one point in time. Yeah, you do a lot of singing, like, every week. Aren't you in a lot of different groups?
Well, right now during the summer, it's just the barbershop group. Usually I have a handbell rehearsal prior to barbershop rehearsal, and then on Wednesday night I have choir rehearsal. But choir and handbells don't get started again until after the Labor Day, so that's why right now it's strictly barbershop every Monday night. But it's enjoyable and work on music between times and all, so, and the things I do for the chorus too, so, you know, it's something to keep me busy.
Great outlet too. I mean, singing is therapy, singing is medicine.
Yeah, it's helped me deal with things over the many years, the loss of my wife and everything else, so. And dealing with cancer when I had that and all the other good things that go along with that, you know. So, anyway, it's what it is. And I got a car up here that just pulled out in front of me and decided to go slower than the speed limit. That's not fun.
Dip here for about 30 seconds, but yeah, I mean, if they're going to go slow, hopefully they're at least in the right lane.
Yeah, they were in the left-hand lane, so. Oh, anyway, and then from the left-hand lane, they made a right turn down a side street. Go figure.
They made a right-hand turn down a sidewalk.
At least there was a street there. But she just made a turn from this left-hand lane, and fortunately I was by her and saw it in my rearview mirror, because I'm glad I wasn't there. But she did. She made a right turn from the left-hand lane. Oh, well, and she wasn't even a stop sign or a turn signal, so you never know these days.
She was playing with us. How many laws can I break all at one time?
A little child that was in the front seat had couldn't tell because all I could see was the top of her head up over the windowsill. So that was about all I could see there.
We have such a mixture of driving styles. It's not necessarily about the laws and the hard rules. It's kind of the soft rules and the styles of driving that just don't mix.
You think this is bad? Go to Florida and drive.
Never done that. I spring for an airplane before I drive in Florida again.
She lives down there, and I go down and visit her at Christmas and New Year's and several other times during the year. And speed limit signs are just a suggestion, you know. Not even the cops follow them, I found out as I was driving on some of the major roads down there, particularly Highway 17 going south through Florida down towards along the coast there.
I think that speed limit signs could be recommended speed, but they've just been utilized as a money maker for the police department, because the speed limit, but in actuality, they are recommended speed. Depending on conditions, you can go faster, but you can go slower. 35 and pouring rain, you might want to go 20 miles an hour, but if it's 35 and no one around, you can pull off 50 if you say.
and I was going down the road, and the speed limit was marked 45 along this zone. I was doing a little over 55 because I got staying with the traffic, and there was a cop car that passed me with a blue light just on his own, and he was doing about 65 easy. Well, let me arrive, get in here. I've arrived at the sign place, and I need to get in here and get some information from them before I go to the meeting tonight. Talk to you later in WGT Mobile.
Don't spend too much to buy and play. I'm almost at my destination, so I will catch you again on the air. KO4ZEW, clear. KB2HXS Mobile. For ZEW Mobile. Afternoon. Now, what's going on? This is Ben from Centerville. I'm in car line picking up my daughter from day camp.
Yeah, we spoke before. This is Dave from Greer, or better known as Greer.
Sir, I've been around long enough.
Yeah, I know. I catch all kinds of nonsense because I'm not saying it right, you know. How y'all doing?
I got to get out in the yard because it was cloudy and relatively cool today. It was humid, so I got a bunch of limbs cut and wood stacked and stuff like that. So the storms have torn up the yard pretty good over the past week. And so I got my exercise in and cleaned up. Went inside, programmed some ESP32s and goofed around with electronics. And now I'm picking up my daughter.
Excellent. I got a service call to do 2 in the morning. And then I'm on vacation for 10 days.
Very nice. Doing anything special on that vacation?
Yeah, we're doing one of our bucket list trips up to Alaska, doing the Alaska cruise.
I'm so worth it. We did an Alaskan cruise of 7 days, must have been 2 years ago. A trip of a lifetime.
Oh, yeah, we're getting on a Carnival. I can't think of the name of the boat. It's a smaller boat. Only holds like 2,200 people. Luminosa or something like that. So we fly out Wednesday, and we're back next week.
That is such. It's a journey to get there, to the port, but once you're on the boat, I mean, it is something else.
Yeah, I'm bringing my cameras, too. I got a couple of camera bodies. I'm bringing my Nikon D850 with two lenses, my 50mm and my 70-200, and a tripod, and I should be good to go.
Super, because you're going to get pictures of icebergs, get photographs of the glaciers while we still have them, probably see some orcas, maybe some blue whales, you might see some bears, there's going to be lots of stuff to photograph up there.
Oh yeah, I got plenty of the chips, the larger ones. I just can't think of the name of it right now, but yeah. Oh, yeah, I got plenty of batteries. I got plenty of everything. We should be good to go.
Fantastic. We actually lucked into taking one of the float plane rides over the glaciers. It was in Juneau, and I was just asking. I was at one of the kiosks. I was like, tell me about the flight, the float plane and stuff. And they're like, well, we're booked up today, but we have one leaving in about 10 minutes for a 45-minute flight. You want it? And I said, let me get the family over here real quick. I'll take it.
Okay. Yeah, the wife wants to do a couple of excursions. I said, okay, let's do it.
I would recommend the float plane to take a flight over the glacier. It's a little plane, maybe holds about 8 people. You take off and land on the water, and those pilots will get you in close if you want. they're a wild bunch, but 100% worth it. That was really special.
Oh yeah, one of the cameras that I have, the D850, it's a it'll burst like 10 frames a second. So I can get some good shots. I can just kind of point and blast and, you know, point and, you know, what do you call it, spray and pray or something like that?
Yeah, and the cool thing is, I mean, the pilot is not behind the door or anything, so you can talk to the pilot and the co-pilot, and if you want to get in close to something, they'll take you in close, so you can kind of talk to them and say, oh, I want to see that, or I want to see that, and they'll route around to it so you can get pictures. It's very laid back.
Now, we got to check that one out. We'll see. We'll see what we can do, but it definitely, I definitely got the camera with me and a bunch of batteries. I got like 4 or 5 batteries with me, so should be good to go.
That's going to be awesome.
So it's going to be a fun day. It's going to be a fun trip.
We don't have any big trips or vacations planned. The family went to Disney World over spring break, and it coincided with a go-live that I had at Peter Go-Live at Duke University, so they went on vacation, and I was able to just focus in on the go-live crunch time and, you know, just work and sleep is all I did for like 2 weeks once we switched those computers over.
Gotcha. Well, we got this cruise, and we got one in November, and that's it for the year. Then we're home through the holidays.
Sounds like a plan. I think our next one might be going, we want to take one of those that goes through the East Canada, and you go down the river, and I can't remember if you start at, like, Ottawa or Ontario, you loop around and end up at New York City. I don't know the details of it. We're still looking into it. That looks like a neat, really interesting place to explore.
Anyway, New York City. You can keep that from now on. I grew up there. I don't want to go back there.
13, and she wants to see it. And I'm like, okay, I'll take you. Now, if it was pre-Giuliani New York, that might be a different story, because I remember going up there in the 80s, and then I went again in the 2000s, and it was night and day.
Oh, Giuliani had that place under control. We used to go in, jump on the train in Babylon, because I grew up on Long Island, and we used to go in on the train, go into the 34th Street Station underneath Madison Square Garden, and we'd walk around during Christmas time, and we go see, go see Rockefeller Center and all that kind of stuff. That was a fun time of year to go.
I wouldn't want to go in the summertime. I was pretty small when we went a couple times in the 80s. But, I mean, I hear in the summertime, it gets almost as hot as it is down here, except in the wintertime, you actually have winters, and you have, like, snow and ice and the oddities like that we don't get.
Oh, yeah, back in the day when I still drove truck. Oh, yeah, there was a couple of times I plugged my truck in. Trying to start that thing in 15-degree weather was a chore.
Diesel? Did you have a block warmer?
Oh, yeah, it was a block heater. It went in a water jacket. Oh, yeah. It was a big old diesel I drove with Allied Danlines for a lot of years.
Block warmer. First car I restored was a 1970 Mercedes 220 diesel. Didn't really need it, but it had block warmer on it, and there were some, you know, some single digit nights that I did use it the next day, but it was rare.
One trip I had to go out to Minneapolis, St. Paul, and we parked at a hotel, and then they had the plug-ins all around the outside of the hotel, and you know darn well I plugged my tractor in there. Oof, it was cold out there.
So listen, I gotta run. I'm pulling up to the school now. So, have fun. Have fun on your cruise. And this is KO4 ZEW Mobile. I'm gonna have to be clear.
All right, Ben. Have a good day. KO4 ZEW KB2HXS Mobile. I guess got about 2 more minutes to get to my destination, and I'll be working it.
New Tango Mobile again.
Oh, God. But yeah, I mean, hi, Rusty.
And I'll take my recommendations back.
The tree girl?
I was recommending you. So anyway, what you been up to today?
No good. I got one more old service call to do. I'm in Taylor's right now, and then I'm got two tomorrow, and then I'm gone on vacation. Rick? West. Northwest.
Utah and Montana and up that way, maybe?
Washington State.
I was talking with a guy on the radio the other night from Washington State. He was checked into our net, and I worked him. So he was a new contact for me over there on 40 meters. But I was able to work him pretty good the other night.
Excellent. Yeah, we're flying out Wednesday morning. We're getting on the Alaska cruise on Thursday morning.
Some people I know have been on those, and they thoroughly said those were more fun than the Caribbean cruises. And you actually, you had a chance to learn a lot more and enjoy it more going on those instead of the Caribbean cruises where they stop at every other island.
Yeah, plus this is a little bit smaller boat. It's a Luminosa or something like that. I can't think of the name of it. It's Carnival. And it only holds 2,200 people. And from what I understand, I don't think there's a lot of kids on the boat because of the nature of the cruise. They're going up in the cooler weather.
That's what my friend said when he and his wife went up there and did the cruise a few years ago. Said that he thinks he saw exactly 3 children on that whole cruise. The rest of it was all adults.
Yeah, I'll be one of the kids. I'll be one of the children, according to my wife.
What kind of evidence she brings back to show that? We'll want to see all the pictures.
Okay. Yeah, I am bringing my camera gear. I'm bringing my D500, 2 lenses, a bunch of batteries, and I got to make sure I have my circular polarizers for the water.
And if you're taking rechargeable batteries, make sure you're taking the right connection to be able to plug your charger in on the boat. And a friend of mine went on a cruise. He took his camera equipment and everything else, his chargers and everything else, and realized when he got on the boat, he couldn't plug anything in because he didn't have the adapter to match the plug-ins on the ship. So anyway, I'll be back in a minute. I got to run in here and pick some up. W2T.
Well, it should be, it's a Carnival cruise ship. It should have 110-volt outlets in the room. All right, Rusty, I'm going to be designated by the time you get back, so have a good day. W2T, KB2HXS.